new environment, a better environment, a stronger environment. Is today Tuesday? I think it is, isn't it, right?
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday.
Today would be the 18th, right? 18th of October. We're halfway through. And then some this month. Wowie zowie. It'll be Halloween before you know it, Jennifer.
And I know.
It'll be Thanksgiving. And then it'll be Christmas. And then it'll be New Year's. And then it'll be Valentine's Day. And then it'll be Easter. And then we'll have spring again. Hooray! All right, let's take a trip to see what's going on with our friends over in Asia.
I do.
Well, this is the first in a number of items today on food and your well-being, courtesy of my friend, supermarket guru Phil Lempert, who has today in our Better Living Department a list of things that will help you understand what vitamin K is all about. He also wised me up, Jennifer, to a story involving your friends at Walmart. The president of China Walmart, Mr. Ed Chan, has quit the company because there is a problem with pork in various places. Apparently, a number of people are involved. There is a pork probe going on. Can you imagine probing pork in China?
A pork probe.
Mr. Chan's resignation, he said, was for personal reasons. Uh-huh. The guy from down in Arkansas picked up the phone and called him and said, you're fired. Either resign. That's how that goes, you know. Either resign, have your resignation on my desk in the morning, or you're fired. It's always better to swallow hard and resign, right? Even though everybody knows you've been fired. So here's what's going on. By the way, this would be actually a pretty good 2020 news quiz question, which I think I'll ask early. How many people do you think work for Walmart in China? 800-510-8255. How many people? Now we're talking about the people.
The stores or the manufacturers?
Yeah, right. That's a very good question. Thank you. The people who work in the stores, not the people who are making things for China. Walmart has become a large retailer in China. So they have to ship the goods as far. They got them right there. Okay, put them in the store.
It's easy. Yeah. Truck them over.
800-510-8255. So anyway, I want to know how many people you think are working in stores in China. You'll be flabbergasted at the number, frankly. Flabbergasted. So here's what's going on. Walmart has had a difficult time selling quality meat, beef, pork, chicken, that kind of stuff, because they're so big, it's hard to get stuff around in a way that there are those who say we want to have fresh produce, and that's what they're trying to do. They're competing by trying to present themselves as, I think Phil told us the other day, that one of the things about Walmart is they're trying to do what Whole Foods is trying to do, if you can imagine. You know, they have signs in the stores that say, this is a local product from Framingham, or this is a local product from Santa Monica, or this is a local product from Elgin, Illinois, or a local product from Albuquerque, whatever. And so
that's kind of cool, though. I like it.
Well, it's not always true, but... And that's one of the problems.
Makes me feel better, though.
Yeah, right. Well, it makes them seem like they're competing better in this era where localvore, the local movement to have people buy locally produced and grown food, is gaining by leaps and bounds. So anyway, over there, there are some problems. You know, the government, if China's not very good at enforcing, they're not very good at inspecting. They just, you know, they kind of say, all right, it'll work. Go ahead, do whatever you want to do. And so this pork labeling incident, apparently they got some bad pork, and a lot of people got sick. And so they're trying to fix the problem, apparently, by saying that it was the fault of the grower and not of Walmart. And that's why this guy got in trouble, because he didn't really have the right story, blah, blah, blah. So they were embarrassed. Plus the fact they've been trying to figure out a way. Remember the milk that they brought over here from China? It was full of melamine last year. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. I do.
All right. They also had a problem with reprocessed cooking oil. In other words, they were taking oil. There's a company in America, and I guess they do it elsewhere, that goes around to the fast food stores. Am I talking too fast and telling too many stories? Or is this clear?
You always do. It's okay. We're clear. I follow you right now.
So there is, in our country, in most countries around the world, wherever there's fast food prepared, they need a fryolator, and they have cooking oil, and that's how they fry the stuff. So
right.
At the end of the week, there's a truck that comes and picks up all of the used oil and recycles mm-hmm. it. I use some of it for making biodiesel to run my tractors and stuff on the farm. What they're doing with it in China is recycling it as new oil. They filter it, and then they've sent it back out. They put it in new jugs, and they send it back out. And so apparently some of the stuff that made its way to America as new, fresh cooking oil was reprocessed cooking oil. And, you know, there isn't much value to that.
That's yuck.
It is yuck. Yeah, it really is yuck.
Does that surprise anybody?
Well, maybe not. But it's just another example, Richie. I don't think people have talked about it. So, but it shows you how the Chinese are getting into everything.
Yeah.
They're reprocessing oil and selling it back over here to the fast food chains, or at least they were before some of the fast food chains got wise to it. And now, you know, they're not buying it. But, you know, as well as I do, if you're in business, you got to save money to make a profit. So if you can buy cheaper oil from the Chinese than you can from someplace in America, you're going to do it. Imagine nobody thinking, wait a minute, how does this work? The oil is produced over there, and between that and shipping, we get it over here and still buy it cheaper than we can get it in America from American sources. How does that work? Well, it works because they're selling you used oil.
Right.
It would be like, here's the analogy. You are changing your own oil in your driveway on your car. And you drain the oil out, and you put it in a tub, and you leave it set for a while. And a lot of the impurities settle to the bottom. So you take the oil that's on the top half of the of whatever receptacle you put it in and put it back in your car and think that it's clean and fresh, when in fact only the heavy particles settle out. And the stuff that really is damaging to your engine, the little particles you can't see, still are in the oil. Same thing is true with the oil that they put in the fryolator. You can get out so much. I mean, we filter the oil here, and it's down to some micro, milli, you know, the filter is, you couldn't, in some circumstances, put water through it. It's that fine. But still, there are little things that stay in the oil that are not good. So anyway, they're doing all kinds of stuff. And I thought it was interesting that because they are so big, that Walmart thought that they could kind of get away with it, but to the credit of the Chinese, they investigated what was going on with the pork and some of the other problems they're having with meat over there, and they say, wait a minute, these people are trying to sell you stuff that's no good. So Walmart had no choice but to fire the guy, Ed Chan. All right, so is that a long story, or was that a good story?
No, I like that.
You like that story?
Yeah.
That was a good story.
All right, so we still haven't gotten an answer yet. 800, Richie, our phones are all set now, right?
Yeah.
800-510-8255. How many people, you can do it, well, I don't want to give you any hints, but how many people work, do you think, this is speculative, although you probably can look it up, how many employees are working for Walmart in China at their stores? 800-510-8255. Would you be surprised to know that some of the Walmart stores in China make five times as much profit as the average store in America?
Sure, they don't have to ship all their products all the way over here.
I said a minute ago. Yeah. 800-510-8255. Okay. By the way, thanks to Stephanie Wong in Shanghai for sending that information over to Phil. Stephanie Wong.
She's nice.
She is. 800-510-8255. I just think you'd be surprised to know how many people are working for Walmart in China. This is not my attempt to take a shot. It's just my attempt at telling a story. All right? It's going to be a morning of tasty stories here on Good Day, I promise. So you can sit down at the dining room table and enjoy 4 hours of conversation. Can you do that? Richie, you have time to do that, right?
Absolutely.
Jennifer, you got 4 hours?
I have 4 hours for you, Ducky.
4 hours for me. Helping you have an amazing day. This is Good Day at 17 after the hour.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Big Bang TBS. Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Big Bang.
Bang. TBS. Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Very funny.
Smart
equals sexy.
Yes.
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 Bazinga.
Big Bang Theory on TBS.
You're in my spot.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Thursday night.
Yes.
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 The Big Bang Theory
on TBS.
Very funny.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed
her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
800-510-8255, our 2020 news quiz question. Let's see if we can figure out how many people you think are working for Walmart in China. Roy is in Helena, Montana. Roy, welcome. How would you say that? Well, welcome, Roy. Hey, Roy.
Yes, sir.
What's the number?
I say 25,000.
Way too low.
Don't have a trust. Yeah, really?
Way too low. Wow. Way too low. Thanks for the call. Lee is in Fargo. Hi, Lee.
Hi, this is Fargo, North Dakota. Lee Peterson, 100,000 less one.
100,000 less one. Why do you say less one?
Less one. One.
Well, we just fired one of them.
That's very good. That's very, very close. We'll give you the prize. 107,000 employees Walmart has working at its stores in China. All right, good job, Lee. Things on the flag are well, I hope. Stand by. It's 21 after the hour. We have prizes galore on Good Day.
900 million of them in the world today. You better learn to like them.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
McCain's economic advisor, former Texas Senator Phil Graham, is also coming under fire for calling Americans a nation of whiners. That's what he said. We are a nation of whiners. And President Bush weighed on the issue today. Again, he doesn't understand these things. Bush said today, we are not whiners. The average American still prefers beer. That's what he said. The last presidential debate is tomorrow night. The debate is going to be sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch. I guess in the first two debates were so boring, people need to get good and liquored up before they watch. And the makers of Royal Virility Performance Beer, that's the name, say that drinking just three of these beers has the same effect as taking a Viagra pill. Well, that could make your next Super Bowl party a little embarrassing. You know that the White House makes its own beer?
No.
President Obama bought the equipment, the beer-making equipment, with his own money, and he brews his own beer in the White House. Well, that might explain some of those recent economic policies. He's looking through beer goggles. That's what it is.
That's pretty funny. All right, we have a big announcement today on the Good Day program. 25 past the hour. Roberta, wait a minute. Roberta's not here yet, is she?
No.
Not yet.
I'm here.
Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. Doug Steffen is here. And most importantly, you're here. How many of you like beer? Raise your hands, please.
Me, here.
Jennifer,
I like
Young.
A little beer.
Little beer, okay.
I'm not much of a beer drinker, though.
There have been a number of new beers, unusual beers, that have come to existence this year, and we have them listed at DougSteffen.com from today's show.
Oh, let me get
list
see how many of these
10 bizarre beers.
I bet you I've had at least one.
All right. Pizza beer is one. Richie, you've had pizza beer?
I've had pizza and beer. No, but not pizza beer.
Pizza beer created by a couple in Illinois. They had a surplus of tomatoes. Process of creating this brew involves mashing a margarita pizza and steeping it. The essence of the pizza slices washed off and put into a brew pot to boil. Hops and spices are added. The liquid is fermented, and after a week or two, you have a pizza beer.
Sounds tasty.
Yuck. I don't think that sounds good.
No,
do you?
Why not just put it all in one? You know, if they could make burger beer, pizza beer,
bacon beer,
Philly cheesesteak beer.
All right. Next up is Porterhouse Oyster Beer, created by the Porterhouse Brewing Company in Ireland. Not suitable for vegetarians. Brewed with oysters.
That sounds tasty.
Oh, my God. What do people think of? Bacon beer.
Yeah, now you're talking.
All right. I mean, that's pretty, we know it's in that, right?
I like that.
Cream brulee beer.
Creme brulee beer.
Dark caramel malt, vanilla bean, lactose sugar, kettle hops, and horizon aroma hops. This
I'm
is a
like that.
Dessert beer. So, they say. Chili beer, made with the chili in Arizona.
Ding, ding, ding.
You've had it.
Not this specific one, but I've had beer with spicy peppers.
Really?
Yeah.
Champagne beer. Champagne-flavored beer, blending water from the mountains.
Who would want to do that?
Malted barley and choice hops and add that to the champagne yeast fermentation.
Yeah.
Coffee beer.
Yeah. It's just a bean.
It's peanut just butter beer.
Nope, never had that.
Banana bread beer.
Never had that one.
All right, so that sounds pretty silly.
It's creative.
They polled today at DougStefan.com. Which of these bizarre beers would you be most willing to try? A, pizza beer. B, porterhouse oyster stout beer. C, bacon beer. D, cream brulee beer. E, chili beer. F, peanut butter beer. G, I'd try them all. H, none. They sound awful. Yucca. All right.
I got to try the bacon beer. You'd have to have one of those.
Check out the poll at DougStefan.com. Yesterday's poll, the eat while you're driving, 42% of you said once in a while, but I try not to. 24% of you said sometimes when you're in a hurry. 20% of you know it's too distracting. 9% yes all the time, and it's no big deal. 5% I'm eating right now behind the wheel. Those are the poll results from yesterday. Check out the poll. We love it when you visit DougStefan.com.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Around the world, there's a kind of experience that you might not have had. It's about going on a cave tour, and it highlights everything from crystals and gems to bats. Now, the Cavan Basin in Banff, Alberta, in Canada, is quite literally a cave with a hot springs inside. It's Canada's first national park, and you can explore the hot springs and the original cave openings. Now, you want to go really down under? Then go down to the Naracoorte Caves in Australia. There you can visit both the caves and the Boole Lagoon. The caves contain 26 different areas with 26 very different types of fossil deposits. Some date back 500,000 years. In Kentucky, the Mammoth Cave National Park has different tours each season. Depending on your level of fitness and your level of comfort, the tours visit different parts of the cave and highlight rock formations, the cave's ancient minerals, as well as the cave's historic role in the War of 1812. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What a appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Helping you build up your immune system, the immune system of the mind, is helped a lot by your exposure to lots of different ideas here. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Jennifer and Richie and I talking about these new beers, pizza beer, bacon beer, about peanut butter beer. Check that out and the poll at DougSteffen.com. Did you know that when the economy goes down, the drinking goes up, up, up? Does that make sense?
I guess yes, it does.
It's like eating. Yeah. That sort of thing. And also, I saw that there are new things called brewers. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Brewers yeast tablets. And a lot of people are using these. I think there's some vitamin B benefits to it. But there's a recall that happened last week to a lot of these brewers yeast tablets because of milk allergens.
Ew.
So you can check that out. I think we have the story at DougSteffen.com. And if we don't, you can go to Now Foods, N-O-W Foods. The problem is that some of these things, once again, are not being made in the United States. It's easy. Isn't there a whole discussion about trade going on now? Isn't there a proposal? Is it the president or one of the candidates has a proposal? I'm trying to... I sort of tune out when it comes to these trade things.
They just passed that trade deal with Panama, Colombia, and China.
Yeah.
Not China, South Korea.
What does that do for us? Do you know?
It allows us to export products to them, which we did not have the ability to do before.
So they've cut down their... The reason that that happens is because these countries build up... They tax our products because they're making something similar to it in their country. Brazil is very big on that.
Mm-hmm.
Brazil taxes a lot of our things that they're making down there because they want to sell. So I guess the turnaround question is, why wouldn't we do that here? We seem to not
absolutely a great question. That's why we don't tax their products
here.
We like cheap stuff, but it hurts our
economy. Who was it? Mitt Romney. Romney is all over that.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney is the one saying, why aren't we making it more of a fair trade deal with China?
Yeah.
But it's always a good thing when we can, you know, both sides got together and they passed a deal that's good for everybody because now we get more customers to sell to in Colombia, Panama, and Panama, consider it Florida. If you've ever been to Panama, it's Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, they use the dollar, they speak English and Spanish. It's basically Florida.
All right.
So a lot of money there.
Okay. Now, speaking of good things, Richie had lots of good things. I have even more. Not that I'm trying to upstage Rich, but I have even more good things. In addition to the good things he was talking about, I have good things. It takes him about 15 seconds, 20 seconds, maybe 30
seconds.
Are
you talking about the good things at the website?
I'm talking about the... No.
Oh, not that.
No, I'm talking about good news.
Oh, good news.
So we have good news. Oh, remember I said about 15 minutes ago, we'll have good news at the bottom of the hour?
No, you said before we do what's new at, I want to talk about beer.
Drinking.
Yeah, I know, but we went on. We graduated from beer. Remember?
But you when guys, you said
you
what's
were talking
new
about
at?
Going to Panama, I figured we graduated from.
No. When you
beers.
Said what's new at, I thought you meant
what's new.
That. No. I didn't know you meant.
No, I meant to. What's that. Good? Yeah. We could go through all our jingles here for the next 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, we got a bunch of them.
Have a big time. All right, here's the first item of good news. You ready, Jennifer?
Ready.
Exercise for women is the best way to get rid of a migraine. Now, let me try to understand, because I'm not a woman, number one, and number two, I don't get migraines. Why would a woman getting a migraine be different than a man getting a migraine? Do women have more migraines than men? Anybody know?
They're probably related to hormones, I would think. Well, you guys think that because that's what we tell you
like
at night.
Time of month things?
I can just tell you that I've never had a guy walk up to me and go, I've got a migraine, man. I can't go out tonight. Never. Never.
Okay, all right. So the good news there is if you exercise frequently and well, do all kinds of things, then you will probably, if you've had a problem with migraines, you'd be mitigating it. All right? That's item number one. Number two. Chocolate lovers. Ooh.
Hello.
Chocolate lovers have a lower risk of having a stroke through their lives.
Mm.
Chocolate lovers love those stories. So do I.
That's
last
good
night
news.
I celebrated when I saw that yesterday. I celebrated I bought a chunky chocolate bar yesterday. Instead of my usual three musketeers. Oh, don't throw cold water on my premise. Chocolate. I want to...
Save lives, one at a time.
Right, exactly. Yes. Hey, Richie always wants to throw...
Hey, man, I know I'm right here with you. Beer and pizza and burgers. Yep. That's good.
And chocolate.
Right.
Right.
And chocolate. We're good to go.
Okay. Here's good news for those of you who are pregnant. If you are adding folic acid, and that's something you ought to do. Everybody, men, women, all ages... You probably need more folic acid, but as Ken would tell you, you need to get your blood test and have a thorough, it's called a 24-point blood test. I get it every year. It tells you exactly what the measurements are of all of the things that are in your blood. But if you're pregnant and you want your toddler to be able to talk better as he's growing or she's growing, folic acid pretty much ensures that. What do you think of that? Jennifer, well, you haven't been
pregnant. I like it. I actually take it.
Yeah. But you're not even pregnant.
I'm not, but I take it anyway.
Yeah. Well, never mind, Doug. Edit that comment.
Yes.
Jennifer? Janet. Richie, did Janet take folic
acid
when she was pregnant?
Yes.
Yeah. And so you think Sean is a better talker? Sean's a big talker.
Sean's a big talker. Better. There's no problem there. Both my
That's
kids.
That's just from Daddy, though.
Both my kids can talk it up, man. They, I got nothing on them.
Nothing wrong with that. Mm. Okay, here's another item. It's good news for mothers to know about their children. Sometimes, even children that are Sean's age, Juliana's age, and older, have chest pains. And when we're older, we think as adults, chest pains may equal a heart problem. Not so with children. Children's digestion works because it's not, at that age, completely developed yet. So if they're eating things that you may be able to digest okay, spicy food, for example, Richie.
Right.
If you are, you fix a lot of things. I know you like to do the cooking, and you fix a lot of things on the grill, spicy stuff. You got to be careful because children's systems don't take it as well.
Let me tell you something. They'll tell you well before it gets into their stomach whether they don't like it or not. My kids,
the children?
Neither one of my.
Oh, they may like it though.
No,
they don't like
Sean,
spicy stuff.
Not even close to liking spicy food. Juliana, not as picky, but Sean, if it's got a little bit of spice in it, not even touching it.
Yeah. All right, I've been talking a lot about women. These are lists of things that are good. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm all about the good stuff. Want you to know good things. If you're a man with high testosterone, you will have a lower risk of having a heart attack. Did you know that? Higher testosterone equals lower heart attack possibilities. So if you have it, do you know what your testosterone number is, Richie?
No. I never get good at tested. Do you need
Why?
To go get yours tested?
No, I know what mine is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Why did you feel the need to get it tested?
I just as a regular part of the physical. Every
oh, really?
I want to know. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's like getting your PSA test, any of these things done. Yeah. How much vitamin D you've got in your system? I like to know all of that.
Yeah. Just like, I don't need that to know I have testosterone.
I'm a girl.
But wouldn't you want to know the number if you knew it would equate to lower heart attack risks? I would think you'd
wouldn't
want to
you
know that.
Notice if you were low in the testosterone?
No.
Depend, not necessarily, no.
Really?
No. Mm-mm. No.
There I
a
thought
lot
there
of,
were like effects that come along
well,
with
well, there are effects
losing
of
losing testosterone.
Yeah, there are those. But under the circumstances, those things happen later. It's the first signs that you want to look out for.
What are the first signs?
They aren't obvious. That's the point. The obvious part comes after you've had a lack of testosterone for a while. Your number ought to be between 600 and 700 anyway. That's the bottom line. If it's much below that, then you need to, you know, there are ways you can get it. That are
I'll
sort of
ask them
natural.
Never mind.
Yes. Moving on. Good news for women. This is October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And you've heard me before say that I'm a little concerned about the Susan... That too.
Komen Foundation.
The Susan Komen Foundation, because I think it's become an industry, and I think too many people are.
It's a marketing campaign of
eager.
Genius, epic genius
right.
proportions.
Yes. And in fact, the fact that the good news is that breast cancer death rate is declining fairly substantially. That's, well, a lot of personal anecdotal stuff that I would add to that in terms of my own experience in my family. Both my sister and my former wife have had it, and Tony says that once you have it, you always have it. And it's so
once you have cancer, yeah. Once that switch has been turned on.
Yeah. Well, we all have cancers in our system.
Right.
We all have those free
switch.
Radicals that are floating all over the place.
Right.
It's what you eat. If you eat a lot of fat, it allows the cancer molecules to come together. Listen to me sound like Dr. Doug. I am practicing without a license, but it's okay, folks. Nobody ever gets hurt. Information is gleaning information comes from reading a lot of the stuff because I'm interested in it. And it is good because I can pass it along to you. In terms of free radicals and your diet being poor, what happens with a lot of fat is the fat allows the free radicals to come together and form these cancer cells, if you will, cancer units. And so you got to be careful about if you don't want to see your demise come from cancer, you're careful about the fat you eat. And there are good fats, remember, and there are bad fats. So, at any rate, I think that's a point that's well worth making, and I hope that you think I made it well. 16 before the hour, here's a point I want to make as well. Time for my daily dose of the Fountain of Youth, okay? Off come my glasses, all right, and I squirt one thing, one little bit of this serum, on my hand.
How long do those bottles last? Because it's just that little teeny squirt.
A long time.
Yeah.
A
long time. Yeah. Right. And they aren't expensive to begin with. This, if you haven't heard me talking about this before, the how do you like my talking with my eyes closed and front of stuff? I want to taste pretty good, huh? All right. I don't need a lot of help discussing this because I know I can feel it working on my skin. And Richie can feel it working on his skin. And when Jennifer gets home, she's going to use it. Now, I have hardly, I've been using this, what, for 2 weeks? And it's hardly, I can see it's gone down a little bit in the bottom.
Yeah, it barely takes, it's a few drops is all it takes.
Right, exactly. So the Fountain of Youth does the following. It increases your skin hydration by 90%. It makes your skin feel wonderful. And it reduces the wrinkles on your face by 63%. Use it every day, once or twice. You, by the way, get this first bottle free by going online to organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code GOODDAY. You'll discover why this has been declared by a number of different reviewers the number one anti-aging serum. And what a wonderful thing. The folks at this outfit, Organic Attitude, are offering the first bottle to you free. Try it out. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. It's organicattitude.com. That's where you go. Enter radio code GOODDAY and have them send you your first bottle of Fountain of Youth Serum absolutely free so you can visibly reduce those wrinkles. It's organicattitude.com, radio code GOODDAY.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace
and times of war. In times of joy and times of pain. In every corner of the world and right here at home. Wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
800-510-8255. Sometimes I feel like a teacher. And I have been.
You are a teacher, Dougie.
Preacher,
you just need a blackboard. Instead of having your preacher. Two windows and that picture of the shuttle behind you and the curtains with the flowers on them, you should have a blackboard.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Think that'd be a good idea?
Where you could turn around. I mean, now that we've got you on the video, you could stand at the blackboard. And,
right, I could do that.
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
Let's not give him any ideas.
One of the things happening, thank you, Jennifer, at the World Scrabble Championships. Story at DougStefan.com today. The letter G went missing. So, and this is, you can imagine these people take this pretty seriously. And one of the tiles went missing. The players demanded a strip search in an effort to find it. So the strip search went to English player Ed Martin. The letter G disappeared. This sounds like a Sesame Street episode.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Oh, letter G!
Yeah. The winning word in the World Scrabble Championship was omnified. You know what that means?
It is everywhere. It's been made to be everywhere.
You sure? Or are you making that up?
I'm just
guessing. All right, you got 1 minute to call us with a definition for omnified. If you have it, you have 60 seconds, 800-510-8255. See how good an English teacher. We ought to go back to the word of the day. Every day, we used to do this, and I don't know where
I like
it went.
That.
Every day we got a new word.
Let me tell you where it went.
Where'd it go?
You did it for a while. You got bored of it. You stopped doing it. Then you remember, oh, we used to do this. It's a lot of fun. Let's do it again. Then you'll get bored of it, and you'll stop doing it.
Bored with it is the correct word.
Whatever.
Omnified. All right? Who knows what that means? 800-510-8255. You know what? I honestly, I'm looking it up myself because I don't know. Let's see if I can do this quickly. Omnified and see what comes up. When I do it. All right? Omnified. In the Webster's Dictionary.
News for omnified. Yeah, there's the news for it. Definition for omnify.
The disputed point into a transcendent. You may defy the opponent to lay hold of it. Huh?
Huh?
To what render universal, to enlarge. Omnify means to make it bigger. Bigger. Omnify.
Right.
The word omnipresent means it's all big stuff.
It's everywhere.
You got it.
Right.
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Hi, who's this? Hello.
Michael got it for you.
Oh. Tell him
to
hurry up. I know, but I want to get that person on with this. By the way, for those of you who remember the BP oil spill, that little problem we had down in the Gulf, the company that was responsible for the platform and what was it called? Anadarko or something?
Something like that, yeah.
They paid a $4 billion BP settlement so BP can pay the $4 billion fine
for
the feds. All right. It's 51 after on Good Day.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze-Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Technology time as we try to make your living better. Who's playing the guitar there?
Elmore James, buddy.
Really? That's me.
Oh. That's right. Today is Chuck Berry's birthday. You knew that. That's right.
Really?
I thought maybe you had that floating around. I thought you knew that.
Yeah.
Chuck Berry's birthday. That sounds a little like Chuck Berry, doesn't it?
This would certainly be where Chuck Berry got his roots from, yes.
Right. Okay. Richie, the man with the roots. And Jennifer, too. Hers are...
Mine are dark.
Hers are dark. I would have said that more for Roberta than you. 54 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Yes, concerning technology, we are here to try to get you to understand a lot of the things that we use every day. Somebody wanted me to send them yesterday a picture of my license. And so I said, well, I have to go get it photocopied and send it. No, he says, just take your smartphone and take a picture of it.
Right.
And send it to my email. Well, I don't have a smartphone.
But you can take pictures with your phone.
Yeah, but I don't know how to get it to an email from there.
You don't. You text it to him.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I could I have taken it with my iPad?
Absolutely.
Probably could have.
Even better, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I have to learn how to do that. I don't know if Alex is going to teach me that or not. You can get sexy
new... He doesn't have
new...
that kind of patience.
Very funny, Richie. How about new technology in your car... You don't have to buy a new car. There's some new things that are available that you can install. Alex Goldfain will tell you all about it. What can you get to add to your... What kind of toys can you get? Maybe you're starting to think about Christmas. Ooh. Christmas. Ooh. Christmas shopping. By the way, the second station, I think it's in New Jersey, went Christmas music yesterday.
Yeah.
First one on Monday was in Kansas City, I think. Second one was in New Jersey someplace. People are crazy. Anyway, Alex Goldfain will tell you about some of those hot new things you can add to your car, even if it's old, in just a moment here on Good Day.
When you're looking for an easier way to stick to your budget this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you can set up account alerts to help you stay on track. Alerts can be sent to your phone or email, so you'll know the moment you've reached the limits you set. And setting up account alerts is easy. Take comfort knowing you have the tools to stay on budget. Call, click, or stop by to learn more about account alerts. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
The New York Times covered technology for your car recently, and despite what the dealers say, you don't have to buy a new vehicle to get sexy new technology. Consider these possibilities. Something simple like a remote starter is brilliant during the approaching cold months. I got my wife one of these for her car, and now she never has to get into a cold vehicle in the winter. Next, a Bluetooth connector for your radio is great for streaming audio from your smartphone, things like Pandora or even your MP3 music. AudioVox sells a product called the CarLink, which lets you lock, unlock, and start your car from your iPhone, Android phone, or BlackBerry. It's $300 for the package, which includes professional installation, and then it's $30 per year. The first year is included for free. Now, you can install a backup camera from a company called Magellan. It's $150, works via Wi-Fi, and projects its image to Magellan GPS devices. Listen to all Technology Taylor Minutes for free, including this one, at techtaylorminute.com. I'm Alex Goldfein.
And at DougStefan.com. Jennifer knows how I like The View. The discussions are stimulating. The ladies are interesting. And because we're talking about technology here, I thought you might enjoy an excerpt of the program. I think this is from yesterday, about the new iPhone app.
There's a new iPhone app, which I'm very excited about. Not I'm going to use it. It's called Find My Find My Friends, and it helped a husband find out that his wife was cheating on him. Since he had, all he had to do was check his phone to see her location. Now, he became suspicious when she kept lying about where she was. She'd say, oh, yes, I'm over here getting some pizza. She's way, she's another place. She's in another county. And
okay, what's the app? You put an app in that
it's
says,
Find My Friends.
But why would anybody do that?
Because
if
you know what,
cheating?
Barbara? Well, not the cheating. This is a great app.
It's one
because
child.
If something happens and you don't see your spouse or something for a few days, your child. You got this app. You got this app that has it. And in this app can find where the phone is. Now, I'm not.
You can never cheat.
Now, see, I don't feel any sympathy for this woman because if you're going to do foul, then you're supposed to have checked your phone. You know, this lady right here.
She need to check her phone.
I got news for you. I can do that with my wife's phone, and she can do it with me right now.
Really?
I don't think she knows. She
yeah.
can do it with me.
Richie. You've got her. On your wife, and she doesn't know it.
The iPhones, they have the security thing. If you lose your phone, okay, where's my phone? And you can find your phone. Well, I can log on right now and see where my wife's phone is. I haven't alerted her to the fact that she can do the same.
Why wouldn't you tell her?
A rat.
You're not up to no good.
Richie is a rat.
I'll probably tell her, but she wouldn't understand it anyway. So.
You know the problem BlackBerry users had last week because everything went south? They're offering $100 in select apps to compensate for the surface of if you have a BlackBerry. 100